Hey everyone, welcome to Sorry for Not Being Sorry. This is our first episode, and we are going to be discussing the mask mandate that went into effect July the 10th here in Hamilton County, Tennessee. We're also going to be talking about some COVID-19 issues as well. And before we get going, I just want to say I'm going to speak freely. My opinions may not match up with your opinions. I'm not out to try to hurt your feelings. If I do hurt your feelings, then put your big boy pants on. I don't know what to tell you. Don't listen to the podcast. So with that being said, let's get rolling. Like I was saying, the mandate for wearing masks went into effect Friday, July the 10th here in Hamilton County. And my first argument is the numbers don't match up. Okay, so the 2019 census for Hamilton County, Tennessee was roughly 398,000 people. Okay, we've allegedly had 37 deaths from COVID-19 in Hamilton County. 398,000 people, 37 deaths. That's roughly 1.25%, and we're having to wear masks. 1.25%. Now, people are going to say, but the numbers are going up. The numbers are going up, man. It's like a wildfire. Well, not necessarily. I mean, sure, the numbers are still going up of supposed confirmed cases. But worldwide, we are at a 99.84% recovery rate. Now, if you want to wear a mask, wear it. Haven't said anything to anybody wearing a mask to this date. Won't bother anybody about wearing their mask. If you feel like you're doing your part by wearing a mask, then carry on. My issue is the government is crossing their boundaries by making us wear a mask. Okay? Now, yesterday, which was Friday, July the 10th, Hamilton County had a press conference. Several people spoke. I'm going to skip through all of them. And we're going to go directly to what Mayor Jim Carpenter had to say, and then we'll kind of highlight it. So let's check out what Jim Carpenter, the wonderful mayor of Hamilton County, had to say at yesterday's press conference.
Well, I spoke with Jim Hammond, the sheriff, this morning. Certainly, we spoke to him prior to making the announcement earlier in the week. And, of course, obviously, he's on board. I think, you know, if you looked at what he said in his last press conference, he wanted it to be a non-harassing type of thing, which is exactly what we want. I mean, we want business owners to require it when people are actually coming in the door. And, you know, what he's saying is that basically we had this discussion today. If need be, then obviously he stands ready to enforce it. And you know, one of the things that's really been extremely disappointing to me in the last 24 hours, if you will, is the fact, as you well know, Chattanooga was crying out for this for quite some time. And the fact that, you know, the health department and myself or whatever, you know, we're willing to do this as a result of some of the data we were looking at, and to be told that they wouldn't enforce it is, again, it's very disappointing.
Okay, so it was kind of hard to hear the journalist asking the question, but if you could hear him, he was speaking about the city chief of police, Chief Roddy, who publicly announced that the city police will not be enforcing the mandate. They will not issue citations, and no one will get arrested by city police. Not county, city. And Jim Carpenter is saying he was disappointed in this. Sorry, that was my dog. But Mayor Jim Carpenter saying he's disappointed in this because he went out and did this because the cry out from Chattanooga was so strong. No, it wasn't. Anybody in Hamilton County get a say-so in this? No, you didn't. There was never a cry out for a mandatory mask mandate. What he is saying, or what he should have said, was the truth, which is local business owners that were making it mandatory for you to shop in their place of business, you had to wear a mask. These customers took their business elsewhere where they were not required to wear a mask. So now you got these businesses losing money. What do? They go to the local government and cry about it. Well, we've been making people wear masks, and we're just losing all kinds of business. What happens? Mayor Jim Carpenter thinks he's going to level the playing field by making it mandatory. No. If you're a local business owner and you're losing business from making a mask mandatory in your place of business, that is your problem, not the county's. I haven't worn a mask since this whole thing started, and I'm not going to start now. And people say, oh, well, it ain't that big of a deal. Just put a mask on. You're just going in to get a pack of cigarettes. Just put a mask on. No. I will drive outside of Hamilton County if I am turned away from a local business because I don't have a mask on. I would rather spend my gas driving outside of the county to purchase what I need rather than put a mask on just to go into a store and shop. Now, there's going to be a protest tomorrow, July the 12th, on Georgia Avenue in front of the courthouse. If you stand against this mandate, then I beg you to please go protest. It is your constitutional right. Peacefully protesting. I pray that people do not vandalize tomorrow. I pray that this is truly a peaceful protest, which is your constitutional right to do. Now, why didn't we get a vote? Why didn't they let the people of Hamilton County vote for this? Why not? It's because we've allowed the government to take control of everything. You don't have a say-so anymore. We have been pushed into a corner, and manipulated by fear tactics to think that we need the government to tell us what we need to do. And that is truly sad. The Constitution of the United States is there to protect the people of the United States of America, not the government. It is to protect us against a tyrannical government. and we let them smear it. And we sit and take it. It saddens me. It angers me. I'm fed up with it. And everybody else should be too. Even the people that want to wear a mask, you should be upset by this. Because there's going to be the day that comes where you disagree with what the government does, and you're going to say the same thing I'm saying, that the government is overstepping their boundaries. You can stand up for that right now. Now, there was another press conference in Chicago, Illinois, a few days ago. And I'm going to play you a clip. Well, I'm going to play you this audio clip of Dr. Ngozi Ezike. I apologize if I just demolished her name. But she is the director of Illinois Department of Public Health. I want you to listen to what she has to say. Check this out.
Earlier this week, the state reported the death of a teenager in Cook County. Are you familiar with this case? If so, is this the state's first teenage death? And can you tell us if the teenager in question had underlying conditions?
Okay, we're going to get a definition now of how you can determine whether or not someone died with COVID. Very simple.
I don't have that information at my disposal at this time. I know we have had people of all age groups die. I just want to be clear in terms of the definition of people die.
Okay, here comes the definition of death by COVID.
Of COVID. So the case definition is very simplistic. It means at the time of death, it was a COVID positive diagnosis.
That means no matter how you die, as long as you were positive for COVID when you died, you are a COVID death. Even if you got in a car wreck or you fell off a cliff, for whatever reason that you died, as long as you had COVID, it's counted as a COVID death. Listen.
So that means that if you were in hospice and had already been given, you know, a few weeks to live, and then you also were found to have COVID, that would be counted as a COVID death.
There it was. Okay. She's going to make it more simple for us. It
means that if, technically, if you died of a clear alternate cause, but you had COVID at the same time, it's still listed as a COVID death. So
technically, even if you died of an alternate cause, if you had COVID when you died, it's called a COVID death. You wonder why the numbers are messed up.
People, you can't make this stuff up. They have no idea how many people have died from COVID. There's no way for them to give an accurate count of COVID deaths because of what you just heard that lady say. You can clearly die from any reason. And if you test positive for COVID, you died from COVID. That does not... that does not justify a COVID death. They do that because the numbers are generated from death certificates labeled death by COVID-19. You can have pre-existing conditions. You can be terminally ill. And when you die, if you have COVID-19 in your blood or whatever, if you're carrying the virus, than your death is from COVID-19. And remember, 99.84% recovery rate. And let me go back to this. Look, okay. As of right now, for the state of Tennessee, they are saying that we have 58,224 confirmed cases and 713 deaths. That's in the state of Tennessee. Where are they getting this number from? The death certificates? Exactly. Now, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, even though those guys are right sometimes. This is not a conspiracy. Crunch the numbers. Look into this stuff. Quit listening to what the mainstream media says. Look into things for yourself. You know, the CDC just released the other day that they may be getting false readings on COVID tests because if people have antibodies for COVID-19, it might read a false positive and say they got COVID. So really, we have no real accurate testing right now. We have absolutely no truth to how many people have died. So, number one, we have no true testing to give us the accurate numbers. And then, like the lady just said, you can die from other issues. But if you've got COVID-19, that is the only cause of death that's going to be on your death certificate. You died from COVID-19. So right now, 713 deaths in the state of Tennessee. How many of those people actually died from COVID? Tell me. Give me the answer. I can't find it. But I'd be willing to bet that it's not even 300. But yet we're under a mandatory mask mandate. Show me the proof that that mask does anything. Because everything that I've been seeing are doctors saying don't wear a mask unless you work in a medical field. That the N95 mask, you have to be fitted for it. That if you just go buy an N95 mask, it's not working any better than a sheetrock mask that you buy at Ace Hardware. There's no proof in the pudding. There's no proof to back up wearing a mask unless you work in medical. You know, a dear friend of mine, he's the pastor at our church. His wife works in a hospital. So when she comes to church on Sunday, she wears a mask. That makes sense to me. She is around people that are sick, not only of COVID, but she's around different patients throughout the day. So she is taking the precaution of spreading any virus, germs, sicknesses. She's taken her own precaution on her own choice. No one's making her. She chooses to do that because she's in the medical field. And I would be totally comfortable around her without the mask on. Doesn't bother me. We're all going to die. We cannot prevent death from happening. There's nothing you can do to change it. Are we really in a pandemic right now? And don't give me your feelings. Oh, yes, we are. I mean, look at all this. I'm looking at it. Don't add up. And I mean, and what figures are we truly supposed to look at anymore? I mean, if we're going by death certificates, we have no solid proof on how many people have died from COVID-19. Yes, people have died from it due to pre-existing conditions. Also read this small little article from the CDC talking about how the coronavirus is just, it's like the cousin to the cold. I mean, what do we do? I mean, we go through flu season every year. What do? You start feeling cruddy, stay home. When it passes, get back out. Cuts back on people getting contaminated. We don't go into world panic. We don't start wearing masks. We live our lives. We get up, we go to work, our kids go to school. We do what we do. Coronavirus comes along, COVID-19. Half the world shuts down. And now, we're this far into it, and we have no idea how many people have actually died of the coronavirus. We have no idea of an accurate count of people testing positive. And there's going to be the whole thing with vaccination coming up. That's going to be next. Oh, don't worry about it, Jeff. Just take a shot. You'll be fine. It's gonna help you not get COVID-19. Just like the flu shot. You can't keep up with it. The flu has so many different strands. Now, some people say that getting the flu shot reduces your chances of catching the flu. I can live with that. I'm cool with it. But I don't get a flu shot. It's my choice. How long are we going to sit around and listen to propaganda? When are we going to stand up, start doing our own research, communicating with each other instead of bitching and fighting and acting like everybody's right and your feelings are more important than the truth? Because that's where we're at. People's feelings are more important than the truth. It's time to grow up. Really, it's time for us to stand up and be Americans and take our country back. We have become the biggest bunch of wusses that this country has ever seen. Where are the men at? Starts at home. Let's start at the beginning here. Husbands are up and leaving their wives, turning their back on their kids so they can upgrade to the new model. It's not being a man. I'm not saying being a man's beating your wife and all that kind of stuff. I'm absolutely against domestic violence. I think any man that puts his hands on a woman in a violent way is no man at all. But I'm saying we have no backbone. The husband, the male, is supposed to be the head of the household, working together with his wife. We have the highest divorce rates ever. We have more single mothers raising their children without a father. And yes, there's fathers raising their children without a mother. Men have become more concerned about protecting feelings and opinions than defending the truth, standing up for the truth. And look at where we're at today. We're being controlled. We're being told what we can and can't do. And this is a free country. Supposed to be. Men and women have died for years and years to protect the Constitution of the United States. And we piss on it. Because our feelings are more important than the truth. Again, we need accurate numbers. We have no truth being put out right now. And you can say, oh, Jeff, I can email you doctors saying that you should be wearing a mask, that it works and it does this and it does that. For every doctor that says that, there's a doctor that says you shouldn't be wearing a mask. But where we stand right now, if you have more than one person in a vehicle in Hamilton County, you can be pulled over if you're not wearing your masks. It's as simple as that. Do you believe that someone should be in jail for 30 days because they didn't put a mask on to walk down a sidewalk or to go to the grocery store? That's sickening. Look at the Constitution. There's a big part of it that talks about you have the right to free travel, but not with a mask mandate. Because now the police can stop you, give you a $50 fine, or take you to jail. Over a stupid piece of cloth that has not been proven to prevent the coronavirus. They did the same thing years ago. There was a major flu outbreak. And they tried to get everybody wearing masks because it was going to prevent you from getting the flu. Well, guess what? It didn't work. A lot of people died. And now it's political. This is not a political issue, people. This is a medical issue that has been turned into a political issue. and it has divided our country. This is another step to divide the country. Black Lives Matter. There's another divide. Do I believe that Black Lives Matter? Yes, I believe that everybody matters. I believe that all lives matter. And I say that because I do not back the Black Lives Matter organization. But I do believe that Black Lives Matter, not the organization. But the organization Black Lives Matter has created more divide by spreading lies and propaganda. Again, if you go to the numbers, look at the statistics. The numbers don't match what that organization preaches. And think about where we're at right now. Does it not make you sick? I mean, we're having our rights taken away from us piece by piece by piece. I mean, look at the husband and wife in St. Louis that stood on their property. The husband had an AR-15. The wife had a pistol. And I guess you could say protesters. I'm not sure. I don't know if I would call them protesters because they were breaking the law for being on that property. It's a private community, private property. It's gated. They should not have been inside on that private property. The husband and wife had every constitutional right to stand on their property, holding firearms, protecting their property and their family. Thank God nothing happened. But guess what? A warrant was served on that husband and wife. His AR-15 was taken away, along with other things. And people say, oh, you don't need an AR-15 to go deer hunting. That's not what the Constitution says. The right to bear arms is in the Constitution so that the people can protect themselves from tyrannical governments. An AR-15 is just a rifle, people. Get over it. But that's not even the point. This husband and wife had every constitutional right to defend their property, to defend their family. A hostile group claiming that they were protesting came into a private community. No one was arrested. No one was told to leave by law enforcement because law enforcement was told to stand down. So the people that were actually breaking a law walked away scot-free. A husband and wife on their own private property, regardless of what kind of guns they were, had every legal right to protect their property and their family. And now they're dealing with legal issues. How backwards is that? I mean, look at the police departments. Right now, we're at the highest rate of retirements in history of police officers. They don't want anything to do with it anymore. Yeah, there's bad cops, but there's good cops that are out doing their job. But now, they're gone. And look at how much better of a situation we're in without police. Give me a break. That's all I got for this episode. If you feel like it, you can email me at sorryfornotbeingsorry77@gmail.com. Please feel free to reach out if you'd like to. If not, that's cool. I will be back some other time. I'm not sure when. There's a lot of stuff going on to talk about, but right now I'm just going to end this episode. I think I've said enough. I'm ready for it to be over. So, may talk about some more of this stuff again. I'm sure we will. But, again, remember, if you live in Hamilton County and you would like to peacefully protest for the mandate of wearing a mask, please feel free to join everyone tomorrow, I think at 12 o'clock, on Georgia Avenue in front of the Hamilton County Courthouse. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. Hope you're all well. Talk to you soon.